following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hey everybody, it is Friday. That of course means it's time for Purple Passion. Welcome in, Brett Harris with our round table of opinions and personalities. Kyle Richardson, John Ogden, and Kadri Ismail. And we want to kick things off this week. Congratulations to Matt Burke, center of the Ravens. We all know Matt as being a great guy, but now the NFL recognizing Matt Burke, a finalist for the Bart Starr Award nominee, one of 10 in the NFL.
I think that is
you guys all know him pretty well. That's a really awesome award.
High honor and a former Walter Payton Man of the Year award last year. Go ahead and get as many awards as you can.
I mean, it's obvious he's been one of the pillars in the community, not just in Baltimore, but in Minnesota where it was before for the last 16 years. And he's deserving of this honor, for sure.
Yeah, it's football, it's family, it's community, it's all those things together.
And he's got a big family.
He does
and he has a big family.
For sure.
We also have to recognize our other man of the year. This guy's going to be the man of the century around here. Made the semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, I think.
Thank you.
Can we stick this on your mic or something? How are we going to do this? Here, just hold it. I want you to hold it the whole show.
You know I don't. I'm superstitious. I don't do
that. Let me have that. Throw that over there.
Touch it. Yeah.
That'd be worth something. But congratulations. And it should also be noted, Art Modell is on that semifinalist list as well. So I hope we get
good luck to both.
Both guys in this year. That'd be awesome.
I mean, that list of 27, I think it is a really good list of guys, contributors, players. So it's just an honor to be amongst those guys. So, we'll find out.
Oh, yeah. Suit you guys up right now. You probably
win
a few games.
The 50th anniversary of the Hall of Fame. That would be nice. So,
all right. This week, the big news here in Ravensland, the coaching change. Of course, Cam Cameron out, Jim Caldwell in. First, your opinions. Do you feel – well, it seemed like a surprise. Three games left. I think we were all a little taken back by it. Is it the right move? Can this light the fire under this offense?
It better. I think, you know, anytime you talk about a coaching change, you realize something wasn't working according to plan. And now – you got to go ahead and move forward. Jim Caldwell has a ton of experience as far as a quarterback's coach, a head coach, somewhat of an experience as far as play caller at Wake Forest. But, I think this is a move that is going to put more pressure on Joe Flacco to see if, in fact, he is that franchise quarterback.
Absolutely. No, this is an evaluation on Joe, the continued evaluation, not so much an audition for Jim Caldwell, but it's certainly about – some of these other factors underlying. One thing that maybe can be done within the 3 weeks is improving the third down ability to percentage of getting the first down and third down. But and right now the Ravens are 19th, so that can improve.
You talk about, too, Joe, going into this is his final year, so whether they franchise him or get a deal done, a lot of money is on the table. A lot is riding, really, maybe on these last three games.
Yeah, no, there is. And, I mean, it was a surprise that Cam got let go to some, yes, but I don't think upstairs and the higher-ups. I think there was some discussions on that earlier. This is an organization that doesn't do things just happenstance by the seat of his pants. You know, I think they have a plan. They want to see what Joe is going to do with some different direction, see if they want to pay him this money. And I think they just say, you know what, this is the time. You know, if we're going to do it, let's do it now. Don't wait till the end of the season. Let's just make this change now. In case we make a run or something, we don't want to have to go through this now.
Jim Caldwell, great resume. You talk about a guy who's been a quarterback's coach with Peyton Manning, did a lot for him, wide receivers coach, also a head coach in both college football, as you mentioned before, at Wake Forest, and also with the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL. He's never been an offensive coordinator, though he has called some plays there at Wake Forest. Q, you played in Indy. You were with Jim Caldwell. Tell us a little bit about Jim, the man, the coach, and what we should expect.
He reminds me a ton of Tony Dungy. Actually, he recruited me when he was at Penn State, and he was trying to get my brother and I to go to Penn State. But that being said, definitely has a poise about him and a calmness, but also great insight, and also likes to use others around him. So I think from a staff perspective, running backs, tight ends, O-line, receivers, all those men that are in that meeting room. I think he'll glean something from each and every one of them, and then I think put a direct focus in on what's the best game plan moving forward to help this team get better.
What do you think maybe the biggest change will be we see under Jim Caldwell?
Well, I think it's going to be the no-huddle aspect, maybe bringing that back, because obviously he had a little bit of a hand in bringing that in this year, the reports are. So I think that's where he's going to go. That's something he knows a lot about, obviously, with Peyton Manning. And, you know, I think J.O., like Q had said, bringing those other people in, somebody like an O-lineman like yourself, you would appreciate that, yeah, hearing a little bit more.
Definitely. No, I mean, I think they just need to find some sense of continuity in the offensive flow. I just felt that sometimes under Cam, it was a little bit too much point and call a play. It was never, like, any real flow to, you know, there wasn't a play-action pass that was working off of a certain action. So I just hopefully we can find some way to make the offense flow a little better, maybe get time of possession back in our favor, keep our defense off the field.
Now, the Ravens have gone through a change midseason before when Jim Fossil was let go. You were here.
Yes.
And the results speak for themselves. 9-1 after they made that change at offensive coordinator. What do you remember about that time, and what was that transition like going from one play caller to the next?
Well, I think that it was, you know, needed. I think we as players understood that, okay, we can't have Jim Fossil as a crutch while we're not doing what we got to figure it out as players ourselves. And I think we also went to Brian Billick and said, like, hopefully they're doing right now with Jim Caldwell. We have some ideas on what we should be doing. And I remember specifically we didn't run enough hard play action and our protections weren't what I felt we should be. And we kind of tweaked it around. It's not big adjustments that need to be made with this offense, but they just need to find the ways to get the subtle things done that at the end of the day end up with a W.
Now, the one thing Jim talked about in his press conference, he even reiterated on Thursday, he said, we just need to get this much better. I don't know what that means. He said it's a lot of things.
But the talent is there. You're seeing production there. I think it's more consistency with the production. To your point, J.O., when you're talking about having protection, is it a max protection? Is it being aware of who has what and simplifying maybe the verbiage? That's just getting a little bit better. Right. Having Joe have better footwork and getting rid of the football, knowing a definite plan of attack rather than saying, okay, I'm going to pick this play because I think this is a cool play, or I'm going to pick this play because I think it could fool them. You know, have a build-up plan and then go out there and attack and then, yes, adapt off of that.
But you also mentioned about Joe Flacco and his own ability. You know, Jim Caldwell has been working with him all year. So as the quarterback coach, isn't that kind of something he should have been working on? And what is it that maybe he could do different now that he hasn't been able to work with Joe in particular?
Here's the one thing that you look at when you're talking about Joe. If you have a coordinator that is in position of authority and your quarterback coach is giving you suggestions, but ultimately that final voice is that coordinator. Now, the ultimate voice will be your quarterback coach / your coordinator, and I think that's where it's going to help out Joe Flacco.
Well, this is a team, top 10 in scoring. They've had some big plays downfield this year, but lots of penalties. They got to fix up the little mistakes. You talk about getting better this much. Sometimes it's the little things that can make the biggest impact. So we'll see. First game this weekend against the Broncos. Don't forget, you can get involved on the show through Twitter. Just hashtag your comments and questions with Purple Passion. We'll pick the best ones. We'll get him on the show. Still to come, we will talk about the commissioner. It's a hot topic this week. Some changes are coming. We'll continue right here on Purple Passion.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.